Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. John Covino has given us a thought-provoking, emotionally charged, and eye-opening work. His critically acclaimed Dear God, My Life Is in Jeopardy follows Evelyn Dawson as she strives to win the TV show Jeopardy in front of some of the biggest names in the entertainment industry. The story aims to make the readers think and reevaluate what they might have thought were the right answers to some of life's deepest questions. Tom grew up in Long Island, New York, played baseball at St. John's University. In his late 20s, he became a golf professional, leading him to San Antonio, Texas, where he currently lives with his Christian wife, Jennifer, and two daughters, Gwen and Aubrey. Tom came from a background of not believing in God or Jesus Christ. He found himself desperately searching for God in order to find the truth about life and answer his questions. Why was he born? What happens to him when he dies? And everything in between. His compelling memoir, Dear God, My Life Is in Jeopardy, is a testament to faith, miracles, and divine intervention. And author Tom Covino is our guest on This Week in America. Tom, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Rick, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for this day and to speak with you and to speak to the world, anyone that might be listening, because I know there's more people out there with the same questions I had that they need and want to have answered. And I believe in our time together, I'll be able to do that. So thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. I have my checklist here, so as we go through, I can get some of my questions answered as well. These are questions we all have, all face, and you've presented it in such an entertaining and enlightening way in this format, your book, Dear God, My Life Is in Jeopardy. What inspired the book?
It's a great question, and it's simply this. I was watching a Stephen Colbert show, late night show, and he had an actress on there. I'm going to remain nameless at this time. You'll find out in the book. And they were talking about different things, HBO shows and on and on. And she was doing a show about someone who has a midlife crisis. And so Stephen had asked, how do you get into a role like that when your life is really perfect? Her head dropped as he said that, Rick. And then Stephen said to her, did I catch you in midlife crisis? And she said, well, it's ongoing. And he said, well, what is it? And she snapped her head up and she said, I fear death. I need to know what to believe in. That was the impetus to where I'm thinking, I have the answer. I once felt like that. And I need to write about this, because she was so real, Rick, and vulnerable. And so I started to do some studying and find out from the actor's perspective. I just went down that area to find out so many were saying things similar to what this actress had said. So I got started right away, and here we are today talking about it.
The presentation is so well done. How did you come up with the concept of presenting this in a TV game show Jeopardy format that has us through the character answering, we're asking and getting answers to some of these questions? How did you come up with the game show concept?
Well, it's interesting, Rick. I grew up watching Jeopardy. My mother seemed to be the best ever. I was like, Mom, how do you know every single answer? But I also thought it's going to be really entertaining because we have questions in our lives about the spiritual nature. And it was hey, let me combine this. Let me have a Jeopardy version to where all the questions were going to be answered about the spiritual realm, but in a way that I thought would be very unique. And the reader will find this out through songs and through entertainers and actors and athletes, and having the athletes and entertainers in the audience asking the questions, I thought would be very entertaining, but also would resonate with the reader to where, wow, this is going in a direction to where Evelyn is finding out quickly something's going on in this game and she's not really sure. So I try to keep the reader hanging while entertaining them with famous people.
And enlightening us and having us question our lives as well, self-reflection as we're reading the book. The book is Dear God, My Life Is in Jeopardy by Tom Covino, C-O-C-O-V-I-N-O. Book available wherever books are sold. Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell us a little bit about Evelyn Dawson, who she is, how she ended up in this particular program.
Well, it's interesting because I knew I wanted a certain name. I wasn't sure yet, but Evelyn just seemed to fit the part. I wanted her to be an everyday person. She, in this case, she's a banker. She's got a husband. She's got children. But she, we find out in the book that she's got some real anxiety going on. And as the questions are asked, her anxiety kind of comes out front and center, while at the same time, she's wondering, how am I in this, on this show with famous people asking me these questions? And yet at the same time, there is a real plot behind the plot that's happening that you kind of have to catch within the book itself. And so I just decided, Rick, to make this character someone who's real and honest and very vulnerable, to where she would be playing this game, and what she finds out is the game is more important than she ever thought as she continues to play it. And that's what the reader is going to find out, especially during the intermission part of the book.
The book is called Dear God, My Life is in Jeopardy. The character we're talking about, Evelyn Dawson, is very relatable. The author is our guest on the program, Tom Covino. Tell me a little bit about the background in this. Are you advocating for a specific cause or agenda? How are you laying out the facts in the book?
This is very simple. Besides writing, I am also a gospel preacher, lead Bible studies, and I was not interested until I was 30-something years old. What I can tell you is, in the Word of God, it does say that everybody is afraid of dying. There's a scripture that talks about it and then gives the answer to how you get rid of that. Rick, I grew up at 8 years old having dreams about dying. I was hit by a car the same way every time, sideswiped, and then suddenly I'm gone. I'm in a casket with my eyes open with this nothingness. And so I had to ask these questions. Is that all there is? I can tell you, the late CNN radio show host Larry King once said this. He said, "I hate the thought of non-existence because I already have existence." He's in the book. I need to know. The average person, every single person in the world wants to know, when my 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years are up, there's got to be more, right? My book answers that question, not only in the first part, but especially, Rick, in the second part of the book, that the readers will be drawn to take away that fear. That's what this whole meaning is about. I want to get it in people's hands so that they can finally know how to get rid of that fear. And that's why even my email, my phone number, I'm willing to talk to anybody at any time to help them.
It's interesting. You have this presentation, and you've put it in a good story. Let's talk about what you think makes a good story, because you obviously have given a great deal of thought to this. You are an excellent teacher, an excellent writer as well. What makes a good story? That's the key to presenting this for the general public, where all of us will be reading it and getting answers to some of life's biggest questions.
I did my research, and I found out if you're going to write a book, two things have to happen. You have to have a catchy, real good name. And first of all, the Dear God, My Life is in Jeopardy. I wish I could tell you it was the first choice. There were 1,000 others before it, before I finally came to this. And it sounds and almost reads like a letter, Dear God. And then My Life is in Jeopardy about being humble. And then the story happens. But to really get the point across, the very first two pages have to hook the reader. You have to draw them into the world that you're trying to tell them about. And whether it's entertainment and reality at the same time, I believe the book has done that, as did a little focus group. And someone who read the earlier manuscript said this book was riveting, captivating. It shook me to the core. I had to change the page and keep reading. And so I was told originally in my first book, which is called Gambling with God, I had to actually, Rick, I had to read to the editor, who said, if I like what I hear, I'll edit it. Well, she stopped me after a page and a half, which I thought was negative, and she said, I have to write your book because it brought me in from the very beginning of the book. So that's what's necessary.
Again, like a good conversation, you in the very beginning, you've got only so many seconds to capture our attention. You do that in this book, Dear God, My Life's in Jeopardy. The first book that Tom wrote, Gambling with God, is available, by the way. You Google that. In fact, you go to Amazon to look for Dear God. You'll click on his name, and you'll find the other book there, and we'll talk about that for a second before we end our conversation today. This book is being so well received. It is helping so many people. Are there plans for a sequel? And if so, can you share anything with us?
I will tell you, there are two books. I won't say a sequel. I will tell you this. We're going to do an Audible version of this. I've had people say to me that they think this book should be a movie, which I would be very, very excited about.
Yes.
But I will give a little hint of what's next. It might be what's called the new book, Divine Flight, the true story of a woman with a turbulent heart finding peace. Something happened on an airplane with me a year ago, and this woman and her turbulent heart, after 3 hours of me talking to someone next to her, when we landed, this woman with tears in her eyes said, excuse me, I need to talk to you. And long story short, she's now not only a Christian, but her whole life has changed. That turbulent heart, like catchy with the divine flight, I hope, is so at peace. And so we're collaborating and writing this new book together.
And looking forward to that. You do such an excellent job in these presentations. And to go through a situation like that and be able to help somebody, and because of that, help other people in writing the book and telling your story, it just has to be very fulfilling for you. The book we're talking about is Dear God, My Life is in Jeopardy. Was there a part of this book that was harder for you to write than some of the others?
Well, I can tell you in the first book, Gambling with God, it was very hard because I was exposing myself. I was
I was a
former addicted gambler, and that had changed when I gave my heart to God. It just changed. God took it away. No desire for that. What I can tell you is what's difficult about writing the book is, one, it's finishing the book. You got to have a beginning. Then you got the body. Finishing it, I thought, was very, very difficult. And the publishing part is very, very challenging. Time-consuming, you have to be very, very patient, but it's all worth it. It really is, because when someone reads it and you know someone's been affected by what you wrote, it makes all the difference. So the process, which might be longer, sometimes tedious and difficult, is still underneath it all, is so worth it and priceless that I would never change it.
How long have you been writing? And when did you start? This is something that, I mentioned the background in sports, the golf professional, such an excellent job in writing. When did this all begin, and where did this all begin for you?
It really began in Texas. I moved from Long Island, New York to Texas, which is part of the whole story in the first book, Gambling with God, in my early 30s. And so I started writing mid to late 30s, and I haven't been able to stop because I feel like I'm getting better each time in writing, and I do have those that my wife is incredible in English grammar and all that, and she proofreads and helps me through some things. But I believe in also teaching and preaching, teaching golf and preaching the Word of God. I believe you grow and you get a little bit better in your craft. So as I write more, I learn more and hopefully produce a better manuscript.
The book, Dear God, My Life is in Jeopardy, by Tom Covino, our guest on the program. That's C-O-V as in Victor, I-N-O. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Links on our website to take you there to get information and order the book there as well. Are there maybe therapeutic benefits to modeling a character after someone you know? How does that work?
I think there is. We're all human beings. We're real. We have strong points. We have weak points. But yeah, I did try to model it off of the average person in the world. I just chose to have a female in playing the Jeopardy game. But at the same time, the people in the book, the entertainers, I have a good balance of male to female. of just honest, real people, no matter what your profession is, as you're doing your job, Rick, and I do mine, is being able to collaborate together on the inner person. And there's an outer person we all have. There's no doubt about it. We have to wear many hats. But deep down inside, I believe we've been created, as God says, in the image of God. And instinctively, there's something drawing us to the higher power, which means that everybody inside can relate because we all come from the same God. And so I think it's very easy then to take the character and use that in different ways, where it might be sad, might be joy, might be consternation, might be anxiety, and might be elation, and fit that into a narrative that people then can look and say, this was real, and this makes me think about how I really feel about things, and then I answer some questions that I know that everybody in the world has.
You mentioned this is book number two. The first book is Gambling with God. This book, Dear God, My Life Is in Jeopardy. What were some of the surprising things you learned in creating these books? What has this process been like for you?
The process is not easy because my regular job, I've been a golf professional for 30 years. I've been preaching for the last 20-something years. And so finding the time, the process is not easy. I believe that every good writer, one, has to be sparked by an emotion, a heartfelt reason, a cause. I believe that's what most people do. Some people do it to just feel better about themselves in writing, get things off their chest about themselves. Others are motivated by worldly events and things like that. For me, it was spiritual in every sense, having had a former life and now a new life as a Christian. And I just believe it takes time, that you have to do some research. You have to really get the theme down. You got to take a lot of notes, and then you got to begin and be determined, Rick, just like in any job, be determined to bring out the best that you can, because you know it's more than just yourself. It's for everybody else as well.
What is the most rewarding part of publishing for you? And maybe the other side of that, some of the least likable jobs, functions that you have in publishing. What's the best part, and what part is sort of dreadful work?
The dreadful is the grammar changes, the corrections from the publishing company. Hey, we need to change that, this. This doesn't flow. You have to make changes, which is time-consuming. What the reward is, when you see the final first copy and you get that book in your hands and your name is on it, and hopefully in a very humble way, but you see the name of the book, in this case, Dear God, My Life Is in Jeopardy, and you look at the back cover and it's all done from soup to nuts, from beginning to end, there's a real sense of satisfaction that overshadows whatever the causes or difficulties and obstacles that you have to go through. So I would tell everybody and anybody, if you really want to do it, go ahead and write a book, knowing, though, it's not going to be just this piece of cake, flowers and lollipops. There's real work at it.
How long did it take you to write Dear God, My Life Is in Jeopardy? You've got a lot going on. You've got the main message that's carried through with all of these different personalities and the game show format. How long did it take to get this to the point where it was ready for publication?
A good 3 years, because if I could have the time to just do it one fell swoop, that'd be different, but I didn't. And so I'm thankful for my late mother and my parents of stick-to-itiveness that said, you start it, you finish it, you don't quit, you go all in, and whatever it takes, and you get it done. So I was able to do that, which again makes all the difference. Even though it took 3 years, now my book is ready, done, out for the world to see, and now it's where the gravy of knowing of everybody that gets a chance to read it will be affected. That's my satisfaction, Rick.
You use song lyrics in the teachings of the Bible and in the book. Talk about that, a unique concept that's really fascinating and very well done.
You know, I'm so glad you had this question for me, Rick, because I think it was one of the most important things. I believe I love music. I love the 70s, 80s, all the way to today. But I started to notice something, that as a Christian, that there's a lot of people writing, whether they realized or not, or maybe wanted to, about spiritual things, about heaven, about God and the devil, and things like that. I'm like, wow, I don't know if people really listen to lyrics enough. With Don McLean's song of really kind of celebrating, this will be the day that I die, this will be the day that I die.
Yes.
That's not how people are thinking, but people will just sing it in a group. And other songs similar to it, which the reader will read and be shocked. I've had people tell me, Tom, I never realized those lyrics were in that song. It's one of my favorite songs. So I think that's another aspect of this, Rick, that keeps the reader's attention.
Now, in reading the reviews, one really jumps out. It said part of the message is not to tell readers how, but rather to inform them of why, and then invite them to explore their connection with God at their own comfort levels. Talk about putting that in. It's not a preach book, is it? It's a book where you subtly get the message out there, and then you have us basically considering the why.
Yeah, I believe we have that, you know, who, what, where, why, and when. I believe the number one question we all have in our hearts is why? You know, why am I here? Why was I born? And then comes the where am I going? What's the purpose in my life? It can't be, as I've talked to many people who may not believe in God, and my convincing is done out of, I hope, of love and care, compassion and love, of, you know, why would we just be here for 50, 60, 70 years? Sometimes people don't even get it that far. So when we ask all those questions in our inner being, I believe I address all of them in the book, especially the why of why, and I'm going to leave it to the reader to get the book. Why do we have to die in the first place? And that's in part two. And that's the shocking reveal. And once you believe that, then it's like you really want to rush to the next part and the next part and the next part for the cure of why we have to die, and then how we can then live on and on forever. And I believe I bring it in a way that brings biblical truths and facts there without pounding the desk, if you will, but
yes,
Letting the reader take it in.
A couple of minutes left in the program. I want to ask the impact finding these answers had on your life. We went through the period where you really didn't have a firm belief. You had all of these questions. You get the questions answered. Once you did that, how did that change your life, the quality of your life?
It changed everything, Rick, about my life. I knew one way to live, and I'm not saying it was wrong. My parents raised me, and I'm thankful for them in everything that they did for me, even though my father was not present in my life until I became a Christian. But it's really strange to think that in the Word of God, the Bible, everything in there of why this world is the way it is, how it was created, why while we're living, about how we should live, and common phrases and words like being jealous or bitter, and why we are like that, God explains. So I needed to know that I was a very, I want our audience to know, I was a very frustrated, depressed young individual that needed to know what's the whole point anyway. The Bible, the Word of God, explains it all. And then when I became a Christian, my family just were shocked, like, wait a minute, you're a completely different person. And I'm like, it's God. He changes everything once you truly believe in what you are reading, which just makes perfect sense. And it did to me, and I haven't looked back since.
We can tell the life-changing events that you've gone through by your passion that you have for life and for this book, Dear God, My Life is in Jeopardy, by Tom Covino. You've talked about you really believe the secret is connecting the spiritual dots, and I'll just close with that. But you point out they're really all there, aren't they? We just need to connect them, and you're doing that for us in a very entertaining, enlightening way.
What a great last question. It's my favorite thing to say, Rick, is connecting spiritual dots. God has given us more than clues. He's given us facts, testimonies, everything we see. But when I talk and I give talks to large groups of people, I talk about connecting spiritual dots, whether it be scriptures or things that you see. And before you know it, as they connect, it's almost like the lights go on, eyes open up. People are in a wondrous awe, shock effect. And that's what I like to do. So connecting spiritual dots is the theme of not only the Bible, but also how I present the Word of God to people as well.
The book is an excellent read. It will start off entertaining you. Then it will have you answer some questions, go into probably reevaluating where you stand in life. And the winner is you, the reader, by reading this book by Tom Covino. The book is Dear God, My Life is in Jeopardy. Covino is C-O-V, that's Victor, I-N-O, book available wherever books are sold. I'll mention Reader's Magnet here for a second as well. I want to thank them for arranging our conversation today, self-publishing and marketing company. With Reader's Magnet, it's all about your story, assisting aspiring and veteran authors in fulfilling their dreams. And I thank them for making Tom available for the interview today. Tom, this has been a pleasure, so much to talk about. His first book, by the way, Gambling with God, is still in print. That will help you in life as well. Tom, thank you. I really appreciate the passion you bring to your message, working on the new book, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. God bless, and we'll talk to you again, hopefully, and I thank you for this opportunity.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book is Dear God, My Life is in Jeopardy, Tom Covino. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.